Good morning. I'm Mark Prezel, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Decode DC is the new podcast and blog from former NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook. After nearly 15 years of covering Capitol Hill, she was fed up with what she called the theater that's distracting us from what's really happening underneath. And she's trying to change that. A conversation with Andrea Seabrook about Decode DC later on Cincinnati Edition. And in about 20 minutes, you'll get a preview of this year's Macy's Arts Samplers Weekend from Rebecca Brommels of ArtsWave. 4C for Children is celebrating 40 years in Cincinnati. The organization has been at the forefront of early childhood care and learning. It's changed a great deal in the past four decades. Mary Ann Zalesnik talks with 4C for Children President Sally Westheimer.
Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Mary Ann.
Certainly happy to have you here today. I think a good place to start is just to talk about what the group's goals were when the organization started 40 years ago.
40 years ago, there was a very big focus on making sure there was enough safe and affordable childcare so that parents could work with peace of mind so that they could support their families. What's changed so much over the last 40 years is the science behind how children grow and learn. And what we know now about those early years is not only do they need safe, nurturing environments, but there is tremendous opportunity for children to have early learning experiences that create a foundation for school and life. So not only safe and affordable care, but also high quality care is has been an increased focus of what we do.
And so what does your organization do to help with that?
We have two primary customers, if you will. One is parents who are looking for help in choosing childcare or a preschool experience. So we work with families to help them know what to look for. We have a comprehensive database of every form of early care and education in our region, so we're able to help match parents' needs and interests, location, work schedules with the available programs out there. We also then, and the largest part of our work, is working with early childhood professionals to improve the quality of care. Over 1,500 different workshops and training classes each year, 24,000 participants in our classes to help move the quality of care to a place where all kids are learning and growing.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you brought up all kinds of things I want to ask questions about. First of all, when parents are looking for child care for those early years, what kinds of things should they be looking for? What questions should they ask when they are talking to child care professionals?
Let me mention one thing, and then I'm going to take a step back. In Ohio and Kentucky, both states have quality rating systems where child care programs have a star rating and that distinguish it from those who are merely licensed. Licensing does create a certain health and safety standard, but these quality ratings are over and above that. And I think the first question parents might ask is, are you quality rated? Tell about the rating system and the number of stars that they have. Many programs are now just working to become rated because it's a fairly new system. So the kinds of things that parents should ask if a program is not rated, or even if it is about the staff, training, and education. Do the people who are working with their children have knowledge of child development and the latest information on how to create quality early learning environments? They should also look at the number of children assigned to a staff member to make sure that they're low enough ratios that their child's really getting a quality attention and care during the day. Those are a couple of the things to look for.
And as you're training the child care professionals, how is what you're training them to do now different maybe than what they would have done 40 years ago?
Well, we certainly 40 years ago had a very high emphasis on health and safety. We still do first aid, communicable disease training, child abuse identification and prevention. But now we are really talking about how children grow and learn and to develop very specific curriculum for a program so that all the elements, the social and emotional development is taken into consideration, physical development, cognitive development, so that all aspects of children are being supported.
Now, often working moms worry that they aren't home with their children and aren't able to stay home with them for whatever reason. and you sort of get that guilt complex. Would it be better if I were home? Do you think that parents provide all of that as well, or even kids that stay home with mom or dad also maybe should be out in an environment where they're socializing with other kids and doing some of these sorts of things as well?
So family values differ a lot, and it may depend on what kind of environments are going on in the home to ensure that there's all kinds of learning opportunities for children. I would never say that a child ought to be in a group setting in a preschool program, but I have heard from so many parents that their children love it, and that if it's a high-quality program, the parents also report that they learn more about their own children and about teaching and developing their own children. So very often there's a partnership that helps parents feel like they are even better parents if they have a good partner in an early childhood provider. However, it depends on the family.
Is there anything that parents can do to learn what the things they can do even at home with their kids so they can stimulate them in some of those same ways?
Absolutely. There are so many wonderful resources on the internet, including at 4cforchildren.org, that provide fun learning opportunities. One of the main things we like to emphasize with parents is children learn through play. And so structured educational teaching, like you might have experienced in your own elementary school or high school experience, is not appropriate for young children. Children learn through craft activities, through physical activities, through imaginary play or dramatic play with dress-up clothes. So play is the thing for children, and to provide lots of opportunities for play and lots of opportunities for language. So talking with children, reading with children where they participate in telling the story, those are the best kinds of things parents can do with children.
How ready did children 40 years ago really need to be for kindergarten compared to how ready they need or should be now, based on what we know about how brains work?
There certainly is more and more pressure at younger ages for children to be gaining the cognitive skills they need to succeed in school, so that often kindergarten was the time for play and first grade was the time to start getting down to business with reading. Now, certainly, even in the early childhood years, there's an emphasis on sort of getting down to business with pre-reading skills and pre-math skills. So certainly it's up to the schools to be ready for children, not just children be ready for school. But the extent to which children are ready with some basic social and emotional skills, taking instruction, taking turns, ability to persevere, and certainly some pre-reading kinds of skills, there is a very high correlation with success in the third grade reading tests and success in school, the degree to which kids are ready to succeed when they enter kindergarten.
One of the things you talk about is being able to provide or find affordable daycare, childcare for your child. And I guess I'd like to define what that is, because I've seen prices. I know what I paid for my daughter. You know, she's 10 now. I know what I paid for her a number of years ago. But when you compare that now, and the prices can be all over the place, what should you expect to pay that's a reasonable amount for your daycare?
Now, not a straight answer for it, because it depends upon the age of the child. So infants and toddlers, particularly infants, there should be fewer children per adult, and therefore the cost can be quite a bit higher. The cost for infant care at a quality program in Cincinnati definitely exceeds the cost of college at a state school in Ohio. It's sort of interesting with college, there's all kinds of financial aid for parents at many income levels, and it's expected to be able to get certain grants and loans. In early childhood, where parents have the lowest earning power probably of their career, there's very little help unless the family is at quite a low income level. So it's a huge stretch and a huge bite out of families' income to pay for quality care. And when there's more than one child, it often makes the difference about whether both parents will pursue work or whether they can afford to work, because childcare is a huge bite out of the budget.
When you get past that infant stage, does the price, you say that it's not as expensive?
The price goes down for preschool age children. One of the things we do is we support families who are in full-time childcare because they're working or in school, as well as parents who choose part-day, part-week preschool programs. And so the cost varies, of course, depending upon the length of the day and the amount of care. The cost does drop. High-quality early childhood education, full-day, year-round, for a 3- and 4-year-old can cost about $9,000 to $12,000 a year. So we're still talking about quite a bit of money.
Well, Sally, thank you so much for joining me today.
So glad to be here. Thanks, Marianne.
That was Marianne Zalesnik talking with 4C for Children President Sally Westheimer on Cincinnati Edition.